Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 19th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 6.5 cents, closing at 372.5. July beans up 8.25 cents, closing at 953. July wheat up 9.5 cents, closing at 435.25. Good bounce back in the corn and the wheat here today, and the beans to some extent. The beans did break about 3 cents off their highs, but wasn't too bad out here. Obviously, the weak dollar helped the grains. The dollar traded down to 96.98. We're currently 74 ticks lower at 97.03, so 74 ticks, almost a full penny lower there. Certainly helped with the grains, keeping us competitive with Brazil. Now, the Brazilian real rallied 78 ticks here today. It's come about halfway back since yesterday, and I think that, again, supported the grains a little bit here. It's interesting to note that the corn had the highest close of the week on Friday. Wheat had the highest close of the week, despite all this negativity that's been out there yesterday. So I think that's a little bit positive. So we've got the currencies that are helping. I think the other big thing is the wet weather that we're seeing. It's raining here in Chicago right now. There's plenty of talk of 1 to 3 inches of rain, mainly South Central, Midwest, Illinois, Southern Illinois, parts of Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky. Those areas look like we're going to get 1 to 3 inches. Now, that's going to slow some of the plantings out here. Certainly I think we're going to be close to 80 or 85% planted on Monday's report. But this last 15 could be an issue. And then we get into the question of replants. There's talk flying around about 1 million to 2 million acres of corn having to be replanted in Illinois. I think that's a reasonable estimate. But keep in mind, it's replanting. It's not lost acres yet. And if we get those seeds in the ground, yeah, there'll probably be a drag on yield. But again, if we have a good summer growing season, no reason why we can't get good yields out of those acres. Obviously, if we have a tough situation, hot and dry, it could be a significant drag on the yield, considering the crop being replanted out here. So with all that being said, I think Friday night we have to see, or Sunday night, what's going on with the president. He'll be overseas, see if there's any problems with any of the comments he's going to be making. See where we are with the investigation. But I think all things being equal on the political front, if we come in with heavy rains over the weekend, corn and wheat and beans could certainly trade higher on Sunday night's opening here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.